God bless you, Kaya. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, whose steadfast love is everlasting, whose faithfulness endures from generation to generation. Amen. Amen. Trusting in the mercy of God, let us confess our sin. Reconciling God, we confess that we do not trust your abundance and we deny your presence in our lives. We place our hope in ourselves and rely on your own efforts. We fail to believe that you provide enough for all. We abuse your good creation for our own benefit. We fear difference and do not welcome others as you have welcomed us. We sin in thought, word, and deed. By your grace, forgive us. Through your love, renew us. And in your spirit, lead us so that we may live and serve you in newness of life. Amen. Beloved of God, by the radical abundance of divine mercy, we have peace with God through Christ Jesus, through whom we have obtained grace upon grace. Our sins are forgiven. Let us live now in hope, for hope does not disappoint, because God's love has been poured into our hearts. In el nombre del Padre, y del Hijo, y del Espíritu Santo. Amen. Amen. Our opening hymn is Day by Day. Señor Jesucristo, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, el amor de Dios, the love of God, y la comunión del Espíritu Santo sean con todos ustedes, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you, y también contigo.
And now let us pray together. Teach us, good Lord God, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for reward, except that of knowing that we do your will, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. We now turn our hearts and our minds to Scripture.
A reading from Jeremiah. You pushed me into this, God, and I let you do it. You were too much for me, and now I'm a public joke. They all poke fun at me. Every time I open my mouth, I'm shouting, murder or rape. And all I get for my God warnings are insults and contempt. But if I say, forget it, no more God messages from me, the words are fire in my belly, a burning in my bones. I'm worn out trying to hold it in. I can't do it any longer. Then I hear whispering behind my back. There goes old danger everywhere. Shut him up. Report him. Old friends watch, hoping I'll fall flat on my face. One misstep and we'll have him. We'll get rid of him for good. But God, a most fierce warrior, is at my side. Those who are after me will be sent sprawling, slapstick buffoons falling all over themselves, a spectacle of humiliation no one will ever forget. O God of the angel armies, no one fools you. You see through everyone, everything. I want to see you pay them back for what they've done. I rest my case with you. Sing to God, all praise to God. He saves the weak from the grip of the wicked. Here ends the reading. Thanks, the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. It's now time for our children's sermon, so I invite all the kids to unmute yourselves or the parents to do that, and welcome to all of you. There's the Martinez family. Buenos dias. I know I saw some other kids out there. How is everyone this morning? I see Will and JC, and I see Hannah and Stella, and I think Vinny too. There's Kaya and Sophia. So this morning, I'm going to look in my Bible. This is the Spark Story Bible, and I'm looking for the reading that we are about to hear, that I'm going to read after the children's. So I'm going to look. I'm not seeing it, but I'm going to look in the back and see if I can find the Bible verse. Nope. I see all these other ones. I see Palm Sunday, the day Jesus died, the empty tomb, the Holy Spirit, Lydia, what love is, the greatest commandment, all these wonderful stories. But in this Bible, in the children's Bible, I can't find the story for today. You know why? Sometimes they leave stories out of our Bibles, kids' Bibles. Oh, there's Antonio. Hi, Antonio. Sorry, I got distracted seeing your beautiful face. So sometimes, especially in kids' Bibles, stories get left out about Jesus. Sometimes maybe they think kids can't handle the tough stuff, but I know that you can. You'll hear more in the sermon that I'm going to give later about take what you like and leave the rest. And sometimes that's what our kids' Bibles do. They take what they like, they take the easy stuff, and then they leave out the hard stuff. Because today, Jesus is saying that he came to bring a sword, that sometimes families will be mad at each other. And we say, wow, that is a lot. But what really Jesus is trying to say is that we are to love God above all else, to love God even more than our families. And that's hard to do because we love our families. But Jesus tells us to put God first because God knows what we need. So even though that story is not here in this Bible, it's a story that you need to hear and that we all need to hear. Sometimes Jesus tells us hard things. Things that we don't want to hear, things we'd rather leave out of our Bible. But Jesus says them, and we have to look at them. And really what Jesus is trying to tell us is that we are to love God. Sometimes we forget to do that. Sometimes we don't do a good job at it. But Jesus keeps telling us to do it and keeps loving us even still. So remember that, especially on Father's Day, where we celebrate God, our Father, that God gives us everything we need. Even if we don't read about it in our Bible, it's there for us to learn about and to do. So I hope you remember that. On this, the first official day of summer, remember that God loves you, God loves everyone, and teaches us and begs us to go and love others in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Dear God.
Dear God.
Thank you for this day.
Thank you for fathers.
Thank you for fathers. Especially our father.
Especially our father.
God, our Redeemer.
Our Redeemer.
Be with us.
Be with us.
And bless us. So we may bless others.
Bless others.
In your name.
In your name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thanks, kids. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 10th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the 12, "A disciple is not above the teacher, nor a slave above the master. It is enough for the disciple to be like the teacher, and the slave like the master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more will they malign those of his household? So have no fear of them, for nothing is covered up that will not be uncovered, and nothing secret that will not become known. What I say to you in the dark, tell in the light, and what you hear whispered, proclaim from the housetops. Do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your father. And even the hairs on your head are all counted. So do not be afraid. You are of more value than many sparrows. Everyone, therefore, who acknowledges me before others, I also will acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But whoever denies me before others, I also will deny before my Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And one's foes will be members of one's own household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up the cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Those who find their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Before I begin my sermon, I just wanted to give a shout out to my aunt, to Titi, because she helped, she's the writer in our family, and she helped me prepare this sermon. Grace and peace to you from God, our Creator, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Take what you like and leave the rest. Too often in these troubled times, we try to protect ourselves from bad news, negative people, and worries about our futures. We like hearing about things opening up and the economy improving. We want to get back to our normal lives. We want to hug and shake hands and feel close to our friends and loved ones. So it is easy to take what we like and leave the rest. It is easy not to heed warnings about risk and protecting each other from this sneaky virus. We just focus on how we want it to be. We want what we like. It may not be a conscious decision. We just leave the rest. Take what you like and leave the rest. If only we could do that with our gospel reading this morning too. Maybe now that I read it to you, you're understanding why it was left out of our children's Bible. The passage would be so great if we just heard, even the hairs of our head are all counted. We are greater than sparrows. What a beautiful, uplifting passage. God cares for us, and we are God's people. Amen. And we could just sit back and say how great we are. God loves us. We could pat ourselves on the back. We are getting good at this Zoom service, we'd say. People are mailing in their donations. We are worshiping God. We have done our part. We can feel good about what we are doing. But unfortunately for us, or probably actually fortunately for us, we don't get to take what we like and leave the rest when it comes to what Jesus is saying. For Jesus doesn't stop with us being worth more than sparrows, does he? There's a lot more to the story this morning. As a result of the love that Jesus has for us, he says, I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. And if that wasn't bad enough, he goes on to say how families will be divided. A man against his father and a daughter against her mother. And one's foes will be members of one's own household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Take up your cross and follow me. So some try and make this work for themselves. They use it as a way to give an okay for violence. Jesus brings a sword, so I can too. We can act violently toward the other. If someone is being treated unfairly, that's their cross to bear. If someone doesn't believe the way that we believe, then it's our right to exclude them from God's kingdom. We too can take what we like and leave the rest when it comes to what Jesus is saying. But Jesus is not talking about a literal sword here. He's not talking about violence. After all, Jesus' sword is a cross. He was killed not because he acted hatefully or violently, but because he didn't take up violence and hate. His cross to bear was speaking truth to power. He spoke of life and life abundant for all people. Even the criminals on his right and on his left were going to be with him in paradise. Jesus divided families because he spoke of love, not hate. Jesus spoke of a new way of life, and people weren't ready to hear it and didn't want to acknowledge it. They didn't like that he spoke truth to power. They wanted it to be the way that worked for them, not the way that put others above themselves, just simply due to the fact that others were the lost and forgotten ones. We often don't like to hear this either. We want to take what we like and leave the rest. But Jesus calls us to be his disciples. We are called to tell everyone that they matter. This also means telling the truth, speaking truth to power, telling the truth about the history of racism in our church and in our world. It's about telling the truth for our need to serve others rather than all people and looking for ways to counteract that. People need to know that we too speak truth to power. We too can have and will have the difficult conversations. When all aren't given a seat at the table, we show them how to open themselves up and welcome others in. That is our cross to bear, not violence, not hatred. That's why we at Christ are still planning our annual leaders retreat to happen in August. We want to make sure we remain focused on our mission to be disciples of Christ within our community and beyond. Ser discípulos de Cristo dentro y fuera de nuestra comunidad. We don't want to get lost or tripped up due to our own fears and insecurities. That's also why we are planning another to-go community meal in August. We show ourselves and others that the community matters, that we care, that we know how to love, and sometimes it's through food. And a God loves you, Dios te ama. How else what might we put an end to our own bias and welcome others in? How else what might we be church together? How else might we speak truth to power? How might we heed the warnings of this virus and ensure that the least among us remain protected? How might we remember that God continually guides us? For starters, we will not take what we like and leave the rest when it comes to Jesus' teachings. We will listen to the gospel and we will hear Jesus' call to take it all. All the hairs on our head are counted. We are worth more than sparrows. But Jesus did not come to bear peace, but a sword. The cross was his sword. And our cross to bear is his love and sharing that love with others. Que así sea. Thanks be to God. Gracias al Señor. Amen. Our hymn of the day is What a Fellowship, What a Joy Divine.
What did I do here? Okay, here we go.
We now offer up our prayers to God. Remember that there will be a time during these prayers that you may unmute yourselves by pressing the space bar or finding that little microphone that has a red X in it and clicking on it to unmute yourself. Called into unity with one another and the whole creation, let us pray for our shared world.
Expansive God, you bring diverse voices together to form your church. Open our hearts and unstop our ears to learn from one another. The difference might not overshadow our baptismal unity. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Providing God, your creation shows us that life comes from death. Renew the places where our land, air, and waterways have been ill for too long. Direct the work of all who care for animals and their habitats. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Protecting God, sustain and keep safe all who work to defend others across the world. Revive and strengthen organizations dedicated to caring for refugees and migrants while their homelands struggle for peace. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Healing God, you accompany us in sickness and suffering. Bring relief to all afflicted with the coronavirus and all those isolated now more than ever, especially those in prison or care facilities. Strengthen caregivers, health workers, and all those who ensure the safety and the well-being of others. Console, heal, and nourish all we need this day, especially those we named before you. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Loving God, you promise to be with all who are persecuted for your sake. Guide all who speak your word of justice and console any who are tormented or targeted for being who they are. Hear us, O God, your mercy is great.
Compassionate God, you are with us and we are never alone. Bless all fathers and father figures who strive to love and nurture as you do. Comfort all who long to be fathers and all for whom this day is difficult. Hear us, O God,
your mercy is great.
For what else shall we pray? At this time, you can unmute yourselves to be able to offer up your prayers for all to hear.
For the end of racism.
For wisdom for our leaders.
For strength and patience and loving kindness as we continue to open up.
Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Reigning God, you bless us with the guides and caretakers in the faith. As we give thanks for those who have died, increase our care for one another until we walk with them in newness of life. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Receive these prayers, O God, and those too deep for words, through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
At this time, you may get your offering ready to mail to Christ or go to our website, ChristLutheranRDG.org, and donate from our homepage via Venmo or PayPal. Please note that your offering helps us to continue to serve our neighbors. We would not be the church without you. Thank you for your commitment to be disciples of Christ. Amen. And now together let us pray. Merciful God, our ordinary gifts
seem small for such a celebration,
but you make of them an abundance, just as you do with our lives. Give us strength for service in your name, through the hope of the risen Christ. Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our closing hymn this morning is Alabaré. Dancing, Benicio. I saw you. And now may the God of hope fill us with all joy and peace in believing, so that we may be disciples of Christ within our community and beyond through the gift of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And now may the God of all grace bless us now and forever. In the nombre del Padre, y del Hijo, y del Espíritu Santo. Amen.
Go forth into the world to serve God with gladness. Be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Honor all people. Love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit.
Thanks be to God. That's the sound.
Our service has ended. Go in peace. I think we should go.